that you are against it. Could you give us the reasons? And if you are for it, then could you also give us the reasons for?
I'm against privatization for the sake of it. Because there are those who believe that privatization is going to make these companies make better benefits. We as a union believe that that is not the only way forward. First and foremost, if we trace the history of parastatals, the parastatals were big and they were making good money until they were raped by the political operatives in this country. So I do not believe that if you do privatization without putting any other measures, that it will make the company make profit. We believe that the government who owns this parastatals should come in openly and say, look, we want good management. And when you want good management, we know who they are, and they are here in Kenya. We don't even need to forget them from expatriates outside this country. All we need to do is detach politics from this organization so that the people so appointed do not answer to the whims of politicians. They just run the companies on targets given to them, which they must acquire. And if they don't acquire, they leave. So that's the reason why I don't believe in privatization. But if privatization is going to be done with the ultimate goals of achieving for the betterment and the growth of the organization, so be it. But what we have seen, like we have seen in many other companies here in Kenya, privatization for the sake of it does not make ends meet. But if it will be done in the way they did it in Kenya Airways, which we saw did a lot of has made a lot of improvement for the airline, which is one of the best, by the way, in this region. So if they will do it in that way, in that manner, then we think it would mean a good to our people.
Well, for the sake of those who don't know how Kenya Airways was done, could you highlight a little bit just to make them to be in picture how privatization was done in Kenya Airways and how it has benefited the people at with Kenya Airways?
Well, the little that we know is that Kenya Airways went into partnership with KLM, and then the government appointed some key managers, and KLM on his side also provided key managers who worked together for a period so that sanity had to be brought back to that organization. And the moment sanity was brought back to the organization, then Kenya Airways was left to work on his own with our own African Kenyan managing director, and he has done wonders. So that's what I meant, that if the government will keep off the running of those organizations so that the people there are given targets to achieve, then it will be done.
Well, borrowing a leaf from the Kenya Airways, what could be an alternative to the privatization in Kenya telecommunication, in your own views?
Telecom has been doing business which has been a monopoly in nature. And as we are speaking today, Telecom Kenya is still a monopoly, at least on the provision of landlines. And the market is still out there. All we think that should be done is for the government to provide subsidy so that the government gives support, the financial support that the company needs today to roll out its new equipment so that they are able to compete with the other players in the market. I also believe that once that is done, then the government should be able to appoint managers that are able to run the company, and particularly managers that are qualified in the land on which Telecom Kenya is doing management, is doing business. For example, the head of Telecom Kenya today is a lawyer by profession. I think we didn't see why that appointment was justified. We should have engineers who are specialized in telecommunication industry to head our business with management capabilities. Yes, Mr. Kirui might have some qualities of managers, but being a lawyer, he needs to get some reference points from other people who may not be interested in helping him to get over the hurdles that he has. So I think for us to make Telecom Kenya privatization a reality, then the stakeholders, including this union, be brought on board so that they discuss and get a way forward. And the way forward should be done over a period of time.